Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmadu wa nasalli ala rasulil karim amma ba'd. Yesterday, Mawlana very beautifully mentioned about the importance of dua and some of its related aspects. The life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was filled with dua. On various occasions, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us many, many different duas. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They recorded these du'as for us and they transmitted it to us. And being the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's heart was filled with the muhabbat, with the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was always inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He received wahi. After all, he was the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew best how to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what to seek protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the various du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the various occasions, many, many du'as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught us. So together with asking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our own language and for our own needs, we should also try to learn the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this has its own effect, its own nur, together with its, not only just reciting it, but together with its meaning. And for this, ulama ikram have compiled certain kitabs, like Al-Hizbul A'zam, Munajat-i Maqbool, in which they have gathered many du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the ahadith. So together with asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our own language, we should learn the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should recite it from this, and it has been very conveniently compiled that we can cover many du'as in a week. So we should try and obtain this and recite the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with its meaning. One such du'a of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amongst the many du'as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught us, was this. You can recite after me, inshallah. Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqik faminka wahdaka la sharika laka falaka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukr. The meaning of this dua is that, O Allah, whatever bounty I or whichever of your creation is enjoying this morning, then it is from you alone. There is none worthy of worship except you. So faminka wahdaka la sharika laka falaka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukr. All praise is due to you, and all gratitude, all thanks is due to you. In various ayat of Quran and ahadith, the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have been commanded to make the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This dua is such that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the person who recites this dua in the morning, he has expressed his gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the day. And if a person recites it in the night with a slight variation, instead of ma asbaha bi, we recite Allahumma ma amsa bi, that whatever bounty we enjoy this evening, then it is only from you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it's myself, whether it's any of your creation. So in this dua, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us the importance of shukr, that every bounty we enjoy, it is purely the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is not of our own. If you have to ponder a little bit more deeply and be more observant, one is, it is the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his great merit, as was mentioned just now, for this dua. But together with that, many a times a person, when a person thinks of different examples of sin, only the outer sins come to mind. And indeed, that is very severe warnings have been mentioned in the hadith of the various sins. Sometimes a person only thinks of the outer sins, but for example, theft or zina. Indeed, these are great sins, but together with that, they are serious inner sins and inner maladies. And they are just as severe. For example, pride, jealousy. A person, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned something more or less, that a person who has a little bit of pride, then he will not even get the fragrance of Jannah. On the other hand, a person who has jealousy, then all his deeds are, just like how fire devours wood, jealousy devours the good amal of this person. So these are very serious maladies of the heart. And if you have to ponder on this dua also, this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then with a little bit of consciousness, then this is uprooting these serious maladies and the serious ills of the heart, of jealousy, of pride. Because we are saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O Allah, whatever bounty I am enjoying, it is not my own intelligence, it's not my own know-how, my own capability, my own ability, it is purely your gift. You have the power to even take it away. And whichever bounty any of your creation, any of your makhluk is enjoying, then it is also purely your gift. So we shouldn't be jealous. It is the distribution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama mentioned, they explained to us the meaning of jealousy is that we are unhappy with the distribution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this dua, we are expressing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our shukr. And at the same time, we are uprooting these serious maladies of the heart. So we should all try, inshallah, to recite this dua morning and evening, and try and get asked or find out from the ulama ikram of the compilations of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and recite it together with its meaning. Together with making our own du'as, we should recite the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq.